This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Justice Department's special counsel says President Biden did not commit a crime when he mishandled classified material found at his Delaware home and at a former private office. But NPR's Mara Liasson reports that the special counsel's report got under Biden's skin by describing him as an elderly man with a poor memory.
This is very damning. It is almost as if the special counsel gave a kind of good housekeeping seal of approval to Biden's worst problem. It was almost like an official diagnosis. Big majorities of both parties, voters in both parties, think the president is too old and they worry about his mental acuity. And here is the special counsel saying the same thing.
NPR's Mara Liasson. The U.S. Supreme Court justices appear reluctant to remove Donald Trump from the primary ballot in Colorado. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports that some tough questions came from justices across the ideological spectrum.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a Trump appointee, asked about democracy and honoring the will of voters. And Justice Elena Kagan, who was appointed by President Obama, wondered whether a single state should have the power to decide who gets to be president. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump offered several reasons why the justices should overrule the Colorado Supreme Court, including technical arguments about the need for Congress to act and whether a key part of the 14th Amendment even covers Trump, who had never held office before 2017 and whose presidential oath differs from that taken by other government officers. The lawyer representing Colorado voters argued that Trump engaged in an insurrection on January 6, 2021, and he should be disqualified from serving again. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
For the second time this week, Nevada voters have cast ballots for the Republican presidential nomination. The AP has called the race for Donald Trump, who easily defeated businessman Ryan Binkley. Trump's chief rival Nikki Haley did not take part in Thursday's caucuses. Donald Trump is courting Latino voters in a key battleground state. NPR's Franco Ordonez spoke with one Latino voter who says he wants to give Trump a second chance.
Sitting at a local bar in East Las Vegas, Kielsen Hidalgo is having a beer after work, singing along to some Spanish ballads. The 47-year-old glass worker, originally from the Dominican Republic, knows it's not a popular opinion in this heavily Latino neighborhood, but he says he's among a growing number of Latinos who are nostalgic for the days when Trump was in office.
I think we need Trump back. We didn't have any problems. We didn't have job problems, you know what I'm saying? The economy was good.
Latinos have long been regarded as a key constituency for Democrats, but Republicans and Trump have been chipping away at their hold. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Las Vegas.
You're listening to NPR News. A former trade advisor to former President Trump has been ordered to report to prison. Peter Navarro was convicted on two counts of contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena stemming from the Capitol insurrection probe. A D.C. Circuit Court judge rejected Navarro's request to remain free pending the outcome of his appeal. A new round of Israeli airstrikes has killed 13 people in Rafah along the Gaza Strip. Health officials say one of the strikes hit a family home where 15 people were injured. NPR's Anas Baba filed this report from Rafah.
Once I reached Al-Nasan's house in Tell Sultan neighborhood in Rafah, which is one of the most crowded neighborhoods in all over Rafah city, with both the displaced and even the residents of Rafah inside of it, I was totally shocked with the house that's being stacked between a pile of houses that there is no even an inch between the one and the other. The three stories house got targeted with three missiles that left three holes from the roof that's been traced to every store reaching the ground one.
Nas Baffa in Rafa. The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies, but doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans who've rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The S&P 500 at one point hit the 5,000 mark. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.